whether you wanted it or not, AI is coming to you. If you've opened your Facebook or your Instagram app today, you'll have seen a light blue and purple circle. That's Meta AI. You can ask it to do a whole bunch of stuff, create images, write love letters, make it write you a cover letter for your next job application. Tech commentator Paul Spain from Guerrilla Tech is with me. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Heather.
Have you had a crack at it? Is it any good?
It actually looks pretty good. I fired a few things at it, got it to create a image of Auckland in 2050. Looks like we're pretty much flooded, but onwards and upwards.
Is this a game changer, do you think, in terms of the access that it gives us to AI, an easy access?
Look, I think the fact that it's inside Instagram, Facebook, you know, WhatsApp, that it's just sort of, you know, making AI more and more accessible. And, you know, of course, Meta want you to be, you know, staying in their apps as much time as possible. This maybe helps keep you there.
Because the thing about AI, I mean, I don't know if this is your experience. I've enjoyed using AI, but I can't be faffed going to the site, which is it's a bit rubbish to use. Was that fair?
It depends what it is, what you're trying to use it for. And I think, you know, part of what will increase its usage is making it accessible inside, you know, more and more apps so that it's actually useful where you are rather than you have to think about jumping out somewhere else and coming back in. So,
yes.
You know, I think, yeah, it's a smart move.
And so, because a whole bunch of people like myself and yourself and producer Laura and everybody else is now playing with it, does that improve it?
In theory it does. In theory they will draw from, you know, some of what, you know, people put in and they learn from that. Each platform's a little bit different in terms of how much they draw from that, but, you know, I saw something the other day where, you know, someone saw Meta's AI jump into a conversation that they were having. It was a New York conversation, some parents, and the Meta AI jumped in and said, oh yeah, I've got a child in this school and so on. So it's trying to improve itself from drawing from people's chats and content, but it can come out with wildly bizarre outcomes sometimes. So whether that's an improvement or not, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder.
I mean, do we trust Zuckerberg to use this technology responsibly?
Well, I kind of hope for the best. However, when I look at Meta's sort of past and you know, ongoing behaviours, at this stage, I would say that, you know, nobody should put their trust in Meta at this point. They really need to earn people's trust, and, you know, they haven't really done that to date.
Hey, here's the question, right? So at the moment, we're using it to have a bit of fun, right? Like you say, pictures of Auckland in 2050. But do you imagine using it within the Instagram app, which is a fun app, the Facebook app, which is a fun app, for work?
Not so much. Now, I don't think I would trust sort of work and business things, you know, with Meta, and whether you'd be, you know, copying and pasting information in and out of you know, Facebook or Meta's apps to get your work done.
Paul, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's tech commentator Paul Spain.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.